Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to What is His Message? What is the Message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. First reading will be taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. The psalm for today is Psalm 78. Gospel reading be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. The psalmist says today, "Never forget the deeds of the Lord, because he who is full of compassion forgave us our sins and sent his Son to pay the price for our redemption." Yes, like Moses did with the bronze serpent, the Son of Man was lifted up on the cross for our redemption. Thus, we found solace through the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we have become not just forgiven sinners, but also heirs of the kingdom of God. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 19 says, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross." Once you were alienated from God and were hostile in your minds because of your evil deeds. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy, unblemished, and blameless in his presence. In response to this victory of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must recall and uphold Jesus' teaching of love. Hence, his cross is a symbol of God's love, the love that had and has no condition, the love that harbors no hatred, the love that forgives. In addition, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ offers patience, which enables us to face and bear our trials of life. Patience overcomes the folly of our leaders and those who desire our downfall. The cross also reminds us that the obedience and humility of one man paved the way for our salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins. Thus, we must follow in obedience to the Creator, because whosoever believe in him, our Lord Jesus Christ, will have eternal life. Therefore, in humility, we should accept the fruits of the cross if we desire the power to overcome our weaknesses. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says, "The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." We need the power that evolves from the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That power is needed for expressing mercy. That power is needed for overcoming our weaknesses and overcoming the trials and temptations on our path. That power enables us to love even those who hate us. Lastly, the power of the cross prepares us for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. First, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And secondly, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in his glory. May the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ sanctify us this day and grant us the goodness of the Lord. Protect us from all dangers, from all harm. May the cross of Christ lead us on to paradise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.